It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're doing it the old school way, and I love it. All right, caller number 9, 216-474-0092. Caller number 9, you're going to be named the general manager of one of the 32 NFL teams at our 2025 mock draft, April 17th. At Razzle's. It's on Bailey Road in Olmsted Falls. Been there many times. Wonderful people out there.
Plus, and you're Bagley gonna, Road.
Yes. And you're going to get a swag bag and a buffet dinner at the event. You get a bag and a buffet. So you get all that, and you get the team right out of the bowl. You get to participate in the mock draft. Caller number 9, 216-474-0092. You're going to Razzle's. You're getting the free buffet. You're getting the exclusive swag bag. You might be able to participate in some volleyball, depending on the weather. Should be okay. They got that huge volleyball courts back there. They got a ton of them back there. Like, whole leagues are playing. People turned it into, like, the pro beach thing. It's incredible. So, caller number 9, we'll get you in. We'll give away. Lima's got the not-so-scientific bowl of teams over there.
I imagine.
And you'll pick a team out of the bowl.
Imagine all the teams are represented.
They can't hear you shaking it. It's paper, so they can't hear the ringy.
No, I'm shaking it to actually shake it, because I can't have like somebody like Mitch preordain this thing.
We have other audio of Kevin.
Is there frozen teams in there right now?
We have Stefanski.
LeBron's going to think this one is rigged too, isn't he? Oh.
Can I just say something real quick?
I think he came
off like a real jerk in that interview.
Yeah, what's going on with that LeBron James?
I didn't like that.
Going after Wendy?
I thought he came off like a real jerk in that interview.
I don't know either.
I thought that Stephen A. Smith trying to call him out. Oh, my God. What is he doing in there? Tell him to put him on the air. Look, does he have him? Owen's mad. I'll say this real quick. On the Wendy thing, like, I don't need to defend the Wendy thing. The Stephen A. Smith thing, like, man, if you're going to accuse him of not being at Kobe Bryant's funeral, better be sure that he wasn't in attendance.
The whole thing just seemed to be so far beneath all involved.
It's tactless, pointless in every way you possibly can. I mean, Nikola Jokic could single-handedly take the Denver Nuggets to the finals. I got the Cavs doing Cavs things, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. But, hey, we know about how LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith feel about each other. Thank God. Lord. All right, we have Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Congratulations. You get a team.
Don't say thank you yet.
Yeah, don't say thank you just yet. I mean, you're going to get a team, but we don't know if it's going to be a good team or a bad team. You can make trades. There's all types of things. It's a good time. All right, are you ready, Lyman, to give Jack his team?
I have elevated the bowl so that the camera can get all of this.
Show
it's going
to
be documented.
Show him the bowl. Pack the bowl. Make sure it's mixed around in there. All right. Here we go. Pick your team here.
All right, here we go. I've got the card. I am pulling it out. And,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen, Las Vegas Raiders.
You're drafting six.
I'm trading with the Browns right now.
Well, you got to find that individual.
Yeah, you got to get them to agree with you, man. That's the beauty of this. But at least you get the buffet and you get the swag bag and you get to go to Razzles. Razzles is great. It's located on Bagley Road in Olmsted Falls.
Put Jack back on hold.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now, Jack, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I put him on hold, and now we will finish the rest of this dealing here with Jack. Fantastic.
Now, stop calling. No.
Well, you might want to call over this. Let's get this out of the way. You want to hit that audio here about the update on Deshaun Watson. Here is the latest from Kevin Stefanski.
Rehabbing, doing a great job of the rehab. He's in there every single day, working very hard, but he's where he's supposed to be in the rehab, and then we'll just kind of take that one day by day.
All right, tone your thoughts before we move on. Okay, a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, I mean,
Obviously,
you're not expecting to get any kind of real breakdown at this stage. This would be the absolute last thing that you would expect.
Yeah, what are you going to say about a guy who's still on your roster?
Yeah, that's the part about it.
Just enough to get through the question and move on to the next one is what you're going to do. That's what it is. Here you go. Eight seconds.
The only thing I looked at, honestly.
If a Pro Bowl rider, it'd be worth the 230.
Yeah, honestly, the stuff about like Mike Hall over the weekend where they're like, all right, here's what we're looking at timetable-wise. Probably going to miss, you know, OTAs and that minicamp stuff. Like, that's the stuff you're looking for intel when you're listening to these guys talk. When it comes to status updates on Deshaun Watson or what, you know, they're going to say about Shedeur Sanders, which, you know, I'd like to hear. That's the stuff where I'm not expecting a whole bunch.
Well, he did go on to talk about Shedeur Sanders. Let's put this right to the front of the line. You wanted thoughts on Shedeur?
Yes.
You're going to get thoughts on Shedeur, damn it.
He's an extremely talented football player. Again, getting to know the kid, you watch the tape. I think the important part as an evaluator is you want to talk to the player about plays and how he plays. And I think he sees the game really, really well, has been raised the right way. They've done an outstanding job bringing him along in terms of understanding football. He's a very, very talented young man. Off the field is where I'm probably most impressed.
Raised the right way. Everybody wants to take shots at his daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that part is interesting.
Bringing him up the right way.
He kind of said that and wasn't really asked about that specifically. So he went right to that. And it does make you wonder, like, we've had some fans that continuously tell us, we do not want all the baggage and the circus. And I'm telling you, I don't know that even exists with him.
I don't think the circus would be caused by him. I think it's caused by us. I think it's caused by media.
And like, again, his dad is coaching, just got an extension, right? Over the weekend or going into the weekend?
I don't think it's very hard to get an extension at Colorado if you've done any decent, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
He is coaching.
He's going to be busy.
He's going to be busy. That is a full-time job along with his other eight full-time jobs that he has.
He's a talk show host. He's a pitch man. There's a lot of things that Deion does.
Yeah, they're documenting every day. They're in Boulder.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So all that stuff is going to be, you know, taking up his time. I'm sure he'll have some press conferences where he'll talk about his son too, but I don't think it's gonna be some nightmare scenario. He knows the league. He knows how this stuff works. That's the good thing. Like when it came to, like, you know, LeVar Ball at the time, when everybody was worried about what a circus that was, but he didn't play in the league. Like, Deion not only played in the league, he's been affiliated with it. He's been a broadcaster.
One of the best to ever play in the league.
Yeah. Yes. Like, he understands what a good setup would be for a quarterback. He's not going to rock the boat where it's going to hurt his son's chances.
Now, he also was a coach and very close to Travis Hunter. Daryl said earlier with us at 9 o'clock he would take Travis Hunter number two, then trade back into the first round and take, as he quotes, one of these quarterbacks here, which, boy, that's a really... put his fellas behind that one, didn't he? Here is Kevin Stefanski at the league meetings on his thoughts on Travis Hunter.
Outstanding player, an outstanding young man, elite ball skills. I don't know if there's been better, truly. This kid's special. You know, he's had a ton of production in the college game. And, oh, by the way, he's doing it for both sides of the ball. But as a receiver, obviously, I think room to grow, but certainly has elite ball skills.
Well, there's another part to this, and he goes on a little bit further. Could Travis Hunter play both ways?
Every team is having that discussion. I think he's very capable of both. How you structure it, where you start him, quote unquote, is really important to figure out. You know, I could see both sides of it. I could see him as a wide receiver that moonlights at defensive back. The easier thing that people you've seen over the years is the defensive back that then gets a package of plays. So, but this is a unique young man and his ability to do both.
There's more Stefanski audio to get to later on here, but we got to break this down because Daryl said he would take Travis Hunter. We have not talked a lot about Travis Hunter.
As I said, the guy we've talked about the least,
yeah, out of all these
of
guys,
all the big prospects.
We've had lots of conversation about Abdul Carter now. Definitely a conversation about all the quarterbacks and all the possibilities there. We really put Travis Hunter on the back burner. Now, Daryl's saying he would draft him. And my first thing I said to him, and this is not a fair thing to fire right back at Daryl with, is that, well, how much do you trust the coaching staff? Because if you don't have a lot of trust in the coaching staff there, a guy like Travis Hunter could be maligned very quickly. And I don't want to take a guy who could be a great weapon for you and then malign him because we don't know exactly where to put him and where his strengths are. You want to put him at wide receiver. But then again, you're at the top of the draft, so you have to have this conversation. Do you want to put him at wideout? Is he the best wideout available? Then why wouldn't you just get Tet McMillan? If you want to take him at cornerback, is he the best cornerback available? Then why wouldn't you just get Will Johnson? Injury issues are brought up with Will Johnson. I understand that. But why wouldn't you go after just the best of those if you wanted to? And I'd have to put that out there. Because Travis Hunter's a great all-around ball player, but I think that lack of being truly – he's an elite player, but is he the best that you could have? At those spots, I can't say yes. So if you don't believe he's the best you could have at either one of those positions that high in the draft, then yeah, wouldn't it cause him to fall? Unless you were just like, the hell with it to this draft, which Daryl very much is, to hell with it in this draft. But that's not the way they got to go. They got to make a passionate decision at number two. If you're making an Abdul Carter decision, you're doing it saying, these quarterbacks aren't good enough. We're putting our hands, yeah, we're putting our team in the hands of a guy who's going to be a leader and a good football player for us for a decade to come.
You know, we have wondered, in the past, they have made some big time under Jimmy Haslam as the owner. They have made some splash moves. I mean, splash moves. Obviously, Johnny Manziel at that time was considered sexy might not be the right term, but
it was
sizzle.
Sexy at the
like,
time.
Everybody was like, whoa. Is there a case, is there a chance we are just overlooking the fact that, like, Travis Hunter, two-way Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner, is that guy?
There certainly is.
Is there a chance we're overlooking the marketability of that too? Like how crazy. Like, this guy's going to be in commercials.
Cordell Stewart was in commercials when he was punting and doing all that stuff. I remember Bill Cowher got knocked out in the commercial, if I'm not mistaken. Like, there's marketability there, but I can't take the guy based on all those other things. Do you think he's going to make an impactful play? Is he going to make impactful plays for us this season?
Yeah, I just think he's going to be a wide receiver. And, you know,
Who's throwing to him?
The way that more and more people are looking at him, right, because I bring up Marvin Harrison Jr. out in Arizona, and, you know, his year was not exactly one that totally stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
Let me get to Jim in Strongsville. Jim, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
The idea of taking Travis Hunter makes me physically ill.
Okay.
And Ken, the first question you had for Daryl was why, and Daryl's response says it all. Well, because he plays both sides of the ball. I don't want to draft a guy that the very best attribute about him is that he plays both sides of the ball. I want him to be really good at one side of the ball. And I don't think you guys are talking about Johnny Manziel and the marketing aspect of this. Look, those are almost more because these guys, their personalities are larger than life. That's part of actually what I do like about Travis Hunter. The kid's an unassuming kid. He's, from all accounts, he's a really nice kid. He's not a guy that moves the marketing needle that way. I need a guy that's really good at his position, not some circus sideshow freak that can play both sides of the ball.
Well, wait a minute. Don't call him a circus sideshow freak, for crying out loud. We don't know what that's like, for God's sakes, Jim.
I wish I could play both sides of the ball, Ken, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, but it doesn't make him a sideshow freak, for crying out loud. It just makes him a good overall athlete. I mean, he's playing 120 snaps a game at Colorado. Now, you're not going to do that in the NFL. Certainly, you're not going to do that.
Only a freak would do that.
Yeah,
Ken.
Let's not. Come on. Well, that's true, but it's not a sideshow freak. You're an athletic freak.
He's going to guest weights after the game, too.
How many jelly beans are in this jar?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.